ॐ श्रीवक्रतुण्डमहाकाय सूर्यकोटिसमप्रभा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे दिवाशुभा कार्येषु सर्वदा। ॐ वागार्थाविव सम्प्रक्ताौ वागार्थप्रतिपत्तये जगतः पितरौ वन्दे पार्वतीपरमेश्वरौ। ॐ ॐ येनाक्षरसमाम्नायम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृष्णं व्यकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। ॐ ॐ सहनौ भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
धन्यवादः भगिनी, नमस्कारः सर्वेभ्यः। अस्तु, अद्य किं कुर्मः, किञ्चित् पुनःस्मरणार्थं लघु लघु वाक्यानि अहं वदामि। भवान् अपि भवति किञ्चित् आङ्ग्लभाषायाम् अनुवादं करोतु इति। अस्तु अस्तु, हा दियाना भगिनी, रामः लक्ष्मणः च भोजनं खादतः।
राम and Lakshmana, I don't know the following words.
Bhojanam. Bhojanam ityukte Shivananda Mahodaya?
Eat? No.
Food. Food bhagani. Meals.
Meal. Bhojanam khadataha.
Eat meal. Eat meal?
Eat food.
Eat food.
Eat food. Khadatah. You remember that construction?
Yes.
Vadatu? Vadatu bhagini?
Rama and Lakshmana eat food.
Khadatu. Khadatah. Kidrisha padam? प्रथमपुरुष द्विवचन
विल् ईत् भगिनि
न खादतः लट् लट् रूपं महोदय लट् इत्युक्ते वर्तमाने लट् इत्युक्ते प्रेसेण्ट् टेन्स् लट् लकार लट् इत्युक्ते present tense vartamane lat khadatah asu dhanyavada bhagini shivananda mahodaya
aam bhagini
ha kim tvam ma tvam ma गच्छ
यू त्वं इस् यू
गच्छ 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 कीदृशपदं गच्छ इट् इस् समथिङ्ग् वी हेव् स्टडीड् इन् दिस् क्लास् वट् कैण्ड् आफ् कन्स्ट्रक्षन् इस् इट् गच्छ gachati gachatah gachanti gachasi gachatah gachatha gachami gachava gachamaha. These are the lat rupani, the nine gacha, present tense. But what did I say?
Tvam.
Gacha. So lot lakar, lot lakar rupani kani, gachatu, gachatam, gachantu, gacha, gachatam, gachata, gachani, gachava, gachama iti. Avagatamba, you remember we studied this? It's probably in your photographs, Mahodaya. In the class photos that you have posted, I'm sure it is there because you have posted so many. You remember the lot?
No? So I'm just going back to my notes.
Yeah, go to
my
your notes.
Memory is failing me.
Diana Bhagini, do you remember?
It is may you come.
Tvam, but I am saying gacha. Gacha means to go.
Go. May you go. Then.
So may you not go. Ma negates. Ma is like saying don't. May you don't go. May you don't go. So I'm looking for the notes that Mahodaya. You know, you had posted the notes, Mahodaya.
Yes, I had some
print. I can only find one. I had posted so many pages. Where are they? Maybe I deleted all of them. I don't know. Anyway, I will show you on a video. So here, it's not good lighting, but this is what I've got. So, see, these are the Rupani.
Yes.
Did you get an enlarged picture?
The gentle requests. Yeah, we did that one.
So... Diana Bhagini, do you see?
Yes, I do.
Uttama. So these are the nine present tense cases. Yeah? And then these are the nine lot lakar. Lot means what? Request. A gentle request. So, if I'm saying gacha, gacha will be where? Gacha will be atra, like likha. So, that means tvam likha, you write. Gentle request. You write. Tvam ma likha. May you not write. Swam gacha, may you go. Swam ma gacha, may you not go. So you now have these Rupani with you?
Yes, you have it.
You have it now also. Diana Bhagini, you have it, right? Can you find your own notes on this?
Yes, not exactly the same, but yes.
You wrote them down, I think. All of you wrote them down. How you did your homework, remember?
Yes.
That was last year, too long ago, right?
Ah, last year, yes.
So you wrote these down, these forms. I asked you to write them. And Mahodaya took a photo and he posted it also. He shared it. So I don't know where it is, but it's probably somewhere in WhatsApp. Too many New Year greetings on the WhatsApp. It kind of dilutes our purpose. I don't know why they're all there. But Asu, so the next one, I'm going to now ask Dhyana Bhagini to say, make a sentence. We all eat.
Vayam. Katamaha.
Vayam. Kadamaha.
Kadamaha.
Yeah, aspirated voice. Kadamaha.
Kadamaha.
Uttamam. Vayam kadamaha. Astu. Mahodaya, for you, may you all read. May you all read. May you all read.
May you all.
May you all read. What would it be?
Tvam padataha.
Tvam, think about it again. Which one will you use? First tell me. May you all read. Which lakara will you use?
It would be the U, formal U.
No, Mahodaya. Lakar. What does lakar mean? Lakar means tense.
Tense.
Or the... So English doesn't have a technical term like lakar. Lakar means it's a technical term. It doesn't really have an emotional meaning. And it's like saying... it's one of the 10 ways to depict either time or mood or a feeling. And there are 10 ways to construct it. How come there are 10 ways? Because there is past tense, there is present tense, there is future tense. Then there is another kind of past. There is remote past, there is distant future. Then there is recent past, different kinds of time regions, different kinds of... And then there is a request, there's a different mood, right? So all of these come under what are called as lakara. Why are they called lakara? Because they all start with the sound la. So lat, lot, lung, ling, lung, vidhi ling, ring, rung, ling. See how they are all starting with the sound la. And there are 10 of them, and all of them start with la, and so we call all of these the 10 la kara. Kara means what? The doing, the making of. The doing of la. means what? Any of the 10 categories, all of the 10 categories are 10 lakaras. So if I ask you which lakara, you have to name one of 10 only. You have no choice. And you have only learned one really well, or sort of really well, and the other we started to learn it recently. So normally in Sanskrit training, we'll start you with lat. Lat means what? Present tense. There is a certain specific construction that can be used to implicate a present tense. And that is, those are the conditions which come under this technical term called lat. Lat means what? It's just a name. There has no other meaning. Just think of it as a name for present tense. Lot means what? It's just a name for a gentle request. Got it?
Yes.
Okay. So, my question, what was my sentence?
May you all eat?
No. My second
sentence. Read.
One more time. What was my English sentence? It was, you all read.
Oh, okay.
You all read. Mm-hmm. So which lakara?
Lat lakara.
Lat lakara.
Lat lakara.
Lat lakara. Now so, tell me which purusha. There are three purushas. Prathama purusha is everything other than I and informal you. Madhyama Purusha is everything that has to do with informal you. There is only one application for the entire middle row, which is informal you.
Yeah.
The last one, Uttama Purusha, means I, the doer. Uttama Purusha. So, when you give a lakara, what you give also along with it is which Purusha, one of the three, and then which vachana? Ekavachana, dvivachana, bahuvachana. This is how you state it. So now my question is, you all speak. Which lakara is it again?
Lat lakara.
And?
Purusha? Madhyama?
Madhyama, if you want to say informal, okay. Informal you will be Madhyama Purusha. Yeah. Which vachana?
What's the call? Bahuvachana?
Bahuvachana. So what is the form? What is the form for that?
So that will be Yuyam.
Yuyam?
Yuyam.
Is the kartrapadam or the doer.
Yes.
The subject. Yuyam. Then finish it.
So we'll say yuyam. Yuyam. Patatha.
Yuyam patatha. Patatha. Aspirated, very strongly aspirated. Patatha.
Patatha.
Both are aspirated. First one is not, but second and third sounds are aspirated. Patatha. So, yuyam patatha. Uttamam maudaya. Very nice. Now, I'm going to ask you sentences from our homework that we did. And the sentence is, write, Diana Bhagini, write a word. That's a sentence. Vadatu Bhagini, write a word.
Write a, but you didn't leave that for homework, or did you?
I don't know. I just want you to make a sentence now.
Ah, yeah. All right.
Write a word.
Um,
Who will be the Kartrapadam?
The Kartrapadam Tvam.
All right, Tvam. Then? Tvam will be, make it which Purusha?
Madhyama Purusha Ekka Vachana.
Uttamam. And then? You write a word. Now what? Tvam.
Then,
which is the Kriyapadam?
Likasi.
You write a word. Which, first of all, tell me the Lakara.
Lad Lakara.
Lat Lakara. Astu. So, in Lat Lakara, it will become Likhasi. Uttamam. Tvam Likhasi. Now, which is the Karma Padam?
Yes. Likhasi. Yes. Tvam Likhasi.
Tvam Likhasi. Now I said, you all write a word. Where will all that fit and how will you do it?
Tvam Padam Likhasi.
Tvam Padam Likhasi. Uttamam. Padam Kidrisha Padam. What kind of word is Padam?
It is a noun.
Sanya Padam.
Sanya Padam.
Vibhakti, Linga, everything you have to say. Forgive the full parichaya.
It is Akaranta. It is Dvitiya Vibhakti.
Akaranta, Linga. You cannot just say Akaranta, Linga. Which is the Linga?
It is Pumlingam or?
How do you know? Katham
Jani Maha. Oh, I have to look. Do I look?
I mean, you have to tell me. I don't know. What do you think?
let me see. Napumsakalingam.
Napumsakalingam padam. Uttamam. Akaranta Napumsakalingam padam. Astu. Apicha Vibhakti.
Dvitiya Vibhakti.
Uttamam. Vachanam.
Ekavachanam.
Ekavachanam. Uttamam. Tadeva. Sundaram. So, padam is the karma padam. Karma padam ityukte kim?
Karma padam is the object.
Direct object. Object. Uttamam. The receiver of the action. Uttamam. Tadeva. Tadeva. Uttamam. Sorry, there's going to be a lot of noise in this house. There's so many kids. It's kind of sweet.
Don't worry. I lost you when I went to the dictionary.
Don't worry. You don't lose me so easily, but again, here. Uttamam. Dhanyavada. Very nice. So say the full sentence now.
Tvam Padam Likhasi.
Swam padam lekha si uttamam dhanyavadaha. Astu Shivananda Mahodaya, I eat a fruit.
Aam palam kad kad kad
so
aham
aham
aham padam aham palam likami
likami va you write it
kadami sorry I'm
we all have a fruit. We all get to choose what we want to do with it, and you
yes.
you like to write it. Uttamam. So aham phalam khadami uttamam. Uttamam, so quickly tell me the form of each word. Kidrisha padam kartrapadam kim Katrapadam kim?
Palam? Katrapadam?
Katrapadam ityukte?
Sorry, the subject. The subject will be I.
Katrapadam kim?
Katrapadam means?
Katrapadam aham.
What is? Aham.
Katrapadam kim? Katrapadam aham.
Katrapadam aham.
Karmapadam kim?
Karmapadam palam.
Kriyapadam?
Kriyapadam kadami.
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 Khadami. Kidrisha padam khadami. Rupam kim? Ityukte kim? Purusha vachana lakara vadatu. Please tell me the lakara, purusha and vachana.
Lat lakara. Purusha will be I know it's ekavachana. I'm not
sure. How do you search? How did you come up with khadami? Sarvani Rupani Vadatu Mahodaya. Lat Lakara Rupani. Sarvani Vadatu. Say all the Rupas of Lat.
Sorry, I have to get my
Shabda. I just showed it to you, no? I showed you the chart, no? Just now? You took a photo?
Yeah.
The same paper. You have to just see that same paper. This paper, you need a copy. You have a photo of it, Mahodaya.
Yes, I.
You
know,
shared
I did.
It. Everybody has it.
Yes,
this
I
is all you need
it.
For this class. This has all the stuff in it. So it's there in your WhatsApp because you posted it. So you need to start now thinking about how important it is to know this. If you have it in your head, then you'll move so fast, right? Otherwise,
yes.
Each time you're stuck. So the best way to memorize, and this is the traditional way we memorize in Sanskrit anything, is to look at it every day and say it out loud, every single day, without fail. First thing in the morning or whenever you get a chance. Carry a piece of paper with all of this written on it with you at all times and just say it out loud. Within a month, you will have it down. Otherwise, a month will go by anyway. How many months have gone already in class? Every day, just say it. That's all. It looks like, oh my God, it takes a whole month. Month will go fast. At least you have something down. Every day, every day, every day to say it. All right?
Okay. Can I try it now? I think I can try it.
Astu. Vadatu.
Kadati. Kadataha. Kadanti. Kadanti. Kadasi. Kadataha. Kadata. Kadami. Kadavaha. Kadamaha.
So, punah vadatu, vakyam punah vadatu. Vakyam kim mahodaya?
I think you're saying, are you vakyam kim? What is the sentence? The sentence was, I eat a fruit. Aham palam kadami.
They are equally emphasized, Mahodaya. I know in English, every accent of English has a certain emphasis. Mm-hmm. And in general, American English has a second syllable emphasis.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? In English, American English particularly, if they see a word like that, if they see K-A-D-A-M-I, they'll say kadami. Like the second A is somehow different from the first A.
Mm-hmm.
But in Sanskrit, if it is weighted, if the matra is the same, you will weight it equally. There is no emphasis. You cannot give an emphasis that is not there. Asu?
So you cannot
say kadami. You have to give equal emphasis. Kadami.
Kadami. Kadami.
Very important to give equal emphasis when you cannot.
Kadava.
Kadavaha. Kadavaha.
Kadavaha.
Kadamaha.
Kadamaha.
Kadavaha. Uttamam. Tadeva.
So I actually got to stop reading silently and just read aloud so I can hear myself.
You have to read aloud. That's the only way to learn to read.
Yeah.
And believe me, when I started to return to Hindi, Devanagari, at the university when I was teaching it, I was reading like a fifth grader or a fourth grader. Because I had not done it for 25 years. Finished. There was no Hindi in my life all those years. I never read, I never anything. So I used to sit and read like a child, you know, look at each word and say it aloud slowly, 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 slowly.
I guess I have no other choice but to do it that way.
Don't worry, Mahode. I also have no other choice.
Yeah. I've been reading silently, so I guess that's where I cannot pick, because of that, I'm unable to pick up what you're saying.
Yeah, you cannot. So in Sanskrit, they have figured out, the rishis know, that the only way to learn is to say out loud, and even in this class with Pushpa Dikshit, Mataji, it's a very tiny room. It's almost the size of one of your normally large rugs, the entire room. You know, a regular large living room rug, you know, like 10 by 10 or something. And in that room, there are all levels of Sanskrit students. And all of them are speaking aloud something different.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they are memorizing, they are saying aloud. And they're all different levels. Each one is doing something different. And everybody is speaking aloud. So it trains you to focus on what you need to focus regardless of anything else outside of you, whether they are noisy, whether somebody is having an argument, whether somebody is eating, whether somebody is playing a game on their phone. All this is going on in the classroom. And the house is running. And the TV is on because there she has one lady who is kind of handicapped, who cannot do much, and she watches TV all day. Her husband is handicapped. He's lying in bed. All this is going on. Then the fruit fellow is coming. Then the electrician is coming. Mm-hmm. All in this little room, all this is going on. And the student has learned that I better sit and focus, because Mataji will say, okay, now recite. And she only gives one chance.
Oh.
And if you take a break, like you're thinking, it's over. If you're thinking and the next thing you say is the correct answer, it's too late.
It's too late.
It's too late. She says, oh, well, sit and work on it. You don't know it, she says. She says it should spill out of your mouth like water. How do you get that? Lots of repetition. And in the West, education is just considered like silent. You sit and read in a silent room and you have to have your silence. Space and nobody must bug you, and you cannot be annoying, and none of those things help you learn.
Are more distractions rather than helping with the focus.
Similarly, all behavior in the West is very, very controlled. The external behavior is very controlled. Like you cannot burp, you cannot, you know, release gas. You know, you cannot do these things that that allow you to be in comfort because of some idea of, impolite. I mean, if I cannot even be comfortable, how can I live?
Bhagini, sorry, I just remembered. I have a question. It's a sidetrack from what we're talking about. When I am listening, I'm going back and listen a lot of the past recordings because I joined the class only in November. And a lot of those recordings, like they're showing 3 hours and 4 hours length, but the class itself is not that. And because of that, whenever I'm trying to play it, it's stopping and saying failure. Did anybody mention that to you or so?
No.
Like there's one particular recording.
Give me the date. What date is that?
I think recording 25.
All right, I'll go and take a look. 25. Lot of
failure. I think 25 is showing 4 hours.
Oh.
And because of that, as soon as it starts to play, it's stopping.
All right. Well, I don't have that recording anymore, but I'll go back to the original place where we record.
Yes.
And then I will re-paste it. Thank you for telling me. And any other number also, Mahoday, class number.
I find 22 was very, very interesting, so I want to listen back.
So some of them you can listen the entire way, but not all of them.
Yes.
All right.
Sorry about that distraction. I deviate there.
That's good to know. It's good for me to know. Otherwise, I will not know because I'm not going to go and listen. So you need to tell me. Uttamam. Astu. So, Dhanyavada Mahodaya. All right. Diana Bhagini, next question to you.
Yes.
We all play with you all.
Vayam is the karta padam. Bahuvachanam, Uttama Purusha.
So say the verb now. Vayam.
Vayam. Then I have to put it in a vivakti that uses with. Yes or no?
No. First, no? You make the laghu vakyam. Which is the laghu vakyam? Kartrupadam, kriyapadam. Simplify. Laghu vakyam always first.
Vayam.
Then add all these inside spices.
Yeah. Play is kelati.
All right. So vayam.
Ke.
Okay. The verb is.
Kela. Kela maha, or no?
The verb is, what is the meaning of that, Kela? The verb is creed.
Creed.
So you have to, how do you find it, Bhagini? Remember ashtadhyayi.com?
Do I look there?
I mean, yes.
All right.
Remember we did this many, many times, this yes. process? That's yes. the only way. It's the only way. You go to Ashtadhyayi, you find your verb, then you conjugate accordingly to the subject.
Yes.
That's the only way. And the first thing you do is make the laghu vakyam every single time. Before you actually even come up with the kartra padam, sometimes it helps to have the kriya padam first. So you have to think which kriya padam to use. There are 9 options in every lakara. There are 9 options. You have to think which one should I use. And then
now I have it now. Kridamaha.
Uttamam. Laghu vakyam kim?
Ladlakara karmakaha.
Thank you. Enough. So vayam
kridamaha.
Vayam kridamaha. Adhuna karmapadam kim? Is there a karmapadam in this?
No karmapadam.
With you all. So what will you now do? Which Vibhakti table are you going to start to think about? With you all.
Tritiya Vibhakti?
No, but which table?
No.
First you have to identify the table, then you have to tell me the Vibhakti. First you have to tell me which Pratipadikam will you look up. Pratipadikam ityukte kim?
The root word?
Which word? So many words are there. Which root word?
I was looking at play. No?
Bhagini, play is the verb, no? We finished the verb, right? You made the laghu vakyam.
Yes.
Now the question arises, with
yes.
you all. We are done. No longer the Kriyapada. We are done with the Kriyapada. Now the question is, We play is done. What is missing in the sentence? With you all. So which Vibhakti table will you look up to find out with you all? That's my question. You understand
all,
my question?
You all is Yuvam Madhyama Purusha Bahuvachanam, but I don't know the with.
Ah, so my question you have not answered. My question is Pratipadikam Kim. So your table is correct. You are saying all the right things, but you're not answering my question. Pratipadikam ityukte Kim.
It means the root part of the word.
Which word though? Root of play, root of what? Which kind of word is Pratipadikam? The noun word. Root of the noun word, not the verb root. Pratipadikam is what? Pratipadikam ityukte kim moola sanya padam, noun word. So for example,
we have pronouns, we don't have nouns. I don't understand that.
Noun. Pronoun is an example of a noun. Is a kind of a noun. They are nouns. There are only two kinds of words in any language on the planet. Mm-hmm. Only two. All words are in two. Are either this one or this one. What are the two kinds of words on the planet? In any language.
Yes.
One is a verb.
Noun.
One is a verb, one is a noun.
Mm-hmm.
All words, every single word in the world is either a verb, which means it tells, it informs us about the action, and the other is a noun, which informs us of things that are not action. Everything other than action is one kind of word, and the root of this is the pratipadikam. The root of verb is the dhatu. So when I ask you what is the kriyapadam, then you tell me the dhatu. Kreed is the dhatu which comes with kreedamaha. What is the pratipadikam for your next? What are you looking for? For example, yuyam.
Yuyam?
Yuyam. What is the pratipadikam for yuyam? What is the pratipadikam for yuyam?
I will look for it.
Look for it. Uttamam.
Yuyam. Here in the spoken Sanskrit dictionary, it says...
Magini, you don't need portion dictionary. No. Which book should you look at? Shivananda Mahadev?
Should be Shabdamanjari.
Shabdamanjari. Shabdamanjari. Vadatu Mahodaya Pratipadikam Kim...
Sorry, I don't know the meaning of pratipadikam.
I just said to you, I just told you, I'll tell you again. There are two kinds of words on the planet. Mm-hmm. One is that tells you an action.
Yes.
These are called as verbs. The words are called as verbs, but they derive from the root verb, which is called dhatu.
Please
write down all this. Otherwise, you forget.
Yes.
When I speak, you must write down all the things I say. Otherwise, you will forget. Don't rely on the recording, because in the class, then you cannot keep track. Okay? So,
yes.
Verbs come from dhatus. All the other non-action words, all words that are not telling you the exact action, are nouns and they derive from the root noun called a pratipadikam. Now, if you say, Bhagini, if you said the word, you're in your sentence, yuyam kridamaha, which is the noun word?
Yuyam.
Yuyam, which is the pratipadikam for that?
Yuy? I don't know.
How do you find it? What does the Shabda Manjari tell you?
You, yeah.
It's ooh.
Mahodaya?
Is it a dakaranta? Dakaranta?
Say the word.
You. Dakaranta. Dakaranta.
Dakarantaha.
Taha. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then, which is the word? Which is the pratipadikam?
You've mud?
Yushmad.
Yushmad. Yushmad.
Yushmad. Yushmad is the pratipadikam. Can you read to me all the Rupani, Mahodaya? Prathama Vibhakti Rupani, Vadatu.
Tvam. Yuvyam.
Yuvyam. Yuvam.
Yuvam. Yuyam.
Yuyam. Next.
Tvam. Or Tva. Yuvyam.
Yuvam. When
yuvam. Sorry,
no.
Yuvam. Or Yuvam.
No. Or Yuvam. Yuvam.
Yuvam.
Or?
Yushma.
There is an option.
Yeah, Yuvam or Vam.
Vam.
Vam. I keep missing the long.
Yeah, because you are in England. Welcome to England.
Canada. North Canada. America. North America even chopped the English word.
English people. You are an English.
Vam. Then,
Vam.
Yeah. Yushman. Vaha.
Vaha. Uttamam. Tritiya Vibhakti Patatu Dhyana Bhagini.
Sorry, where is that page? Which page is
I'm cheating. I am cheating, Bhagini. I'm trying to be versatile. I'm using a book called Learn Sanskrit in 30 Days.
Ah,
no, that's okay.
It has it on page 91. It actually has the various. Unfortunately, it doesn't like explain all like how you said the pratapadikam, like that word and so on. It says the word root, but it doesn't say pratapadikam.
Yeah. So, Bhagini. So I'm going to ask Diana Bhagini, what kind of word is yuyam? What does it mean?
Yuyam, it means you more than two.
Yeah.
You all.
You all. And more what kind of two. Noun is it?
It's supposed to be avyaya,
no.
Or is it now avyaya?
No. We are looking at vibhakti tables. How can it avyaya have a vibhakti table? Avyaya means a word that never changes. We are looking at vibhakti tables. Vibhakti tables means those words that have 21 forms.
Where do I look?
So that's why I'm trying to get your brain to think where to look rather than asking me for page numbers. I'm trying to make you learn how to think about where to look. That's the process I'm asking of you. So now you have figured out that it's not a verb, all right? It's a noun. Now you have to ask yourself, what kind of a noun is it? There are general categories of nouns. Is it a number? No, it's not a number. What kind of a noun is it? You all. Think about it. In English also, when you say the word you, what kind of a noun is it?
Yeah, sarvanama.
Ah, very good. So therefore, in your Shabda Manjari, you have a whole category called sarvanama, correct? Which means what? Pronouns. They are not actual things. They imply something. You can be anybody in the world. It doesn't imply only Rama. It doesn't mean only Sita. No, right now it is Sita. Right now it is Rama. Right now it is all, both of you. Anybody can be in that position. That is what is called Sarvanama. It can take anybody in it.
Uh-huh.
Therefore it is called Sarvanama. Sarva ityukte kim? All. It can encompass everything. For example, if I talk to the sun, I can address the sun and I say, Swam. Who is Swam? You, O sun. Mm-hmm. Right now, Swam is sun. Right now, it is Dhyana Bhagini. Right now, it is a child. Right now, it is a ball. Anything. Right now, it is my Atma. I can talk to anybody. So, it is a Sarvanama. Now, in the Sarvanama, you have to either think about it or you have to read each and every word in the Sarvanama section, which is not very large. And the least you can do is to quickly look at the English words in parentheses against each table.
Mm-hmm.
At the top of each table, the words are given in English. That's the cheapest, quickest way to search.
Yes.
So what will you search now? So I'm going to start from the beginning of Sarvanama section. And the first table is all. Second table, all. Third table, all. Fourth table, Eastern. Look at that, Eastern. Who would have guessed Eastern is a Sarvanama? Mm-hmm. Fourth table, Eastern. Are you with me?
I'm looking for the page.
Oh, have you found Sarvanama yet?
No, not yet. I'm in
Look for. Do you have the Shabda Manjari with you?
Yes, I have it.
All right. So, Bhagini, what I suggest to you is to spend some time with this book. Make it your friend.
It's our best friend.
It's your best friend, which means what? You go through it page by page only to see what are the topics covered. I'm not asking you to memorize anything. Simply, like when you meet somebody new, what do? You ask their name, you ask where they live, you ask if they have family, you ask, I don't know, what language they speak, what they eat, what they do. All this you know, no? So you know which category to fit. Similarly, make this your friend. If I keep telling you page numbers, I'm now not going to tell any page numbers. You have to find it. Because we have been together 1 year now almost. So now, 1 year. So now, I'm going to ask you to make friends with these things. These are things you are trying to be friends with. So there is a way to learn to be a friend. So you will spend time and start marking in your book like I have asked so many times to do. Mark with your own handwriting what is going on in each page. And soon you will find that there is a section called Sarvanama. You will know where it is in the book. It's like when you really know a dictionary and you think of a word, you can get close to one or two pages of that word. You know everything in the dictionary. You know, here is where S-A is. And you open it and it's on like S-B maybe. That's the familiarity you need to proceed with Sanskrit.
Yes.
Otherwise, if you don't have it, if you're all the time taking 20 minutes to find a word, there is never going to be fluency in thought. Without fluency, we cannot think. Because our mind is so chanchal, it is so vibrant, it doesn't wait that long. It's moved on. It's already gone somewhere else. So, in order to help train our minds, we become friends with our friends. Now, have you found Sarvanama?
No, I haven't.
How come? It's not that hard. It's right there.
I'm reviewing it another time.
Mm-hmm. No other time. I'm going to go through it right now. Okay, I'm going to start from the beginning of Sarvanama. And we're going to go through it one more time. And you find it quickly. Remember, the subheadings are on the top of every page. There is a subheading. All you have to do is read that one word on the very top of the page. That's all. One word per page is all you have to read.
Sarvanama Shabda? Shabda. Huh?
Just Sarvanama Shabda. That's all you have to read. All right. So the first one is what? Mahodaya, please say all of them in English and then also in Sanskrit. Meantime, Bhagini will find it.
Okay. All. Sarva. All again. Sarva. All again. Sarvaha.
Sarva. Same as the first word, except this is now Napumsakalinga. First one was Pumlinga.
Pumlingam, yes. Srilingam. Napumsakalingam.
Sarva, all. Now, next one.
Eastern. Purva.
Pumlingaha. Purva.
Purva. Purva, that's a long U.
Purva.
Mm-hmm.
Next one.
Napumsakalingam. Purva.
Eastern.
Eastern. Then we have here both, so that's Ubha.
Uttama. Ubha.
I'm trying to see what lingam this is.
This is all three lingams are given below Mahodaya.
Sorry.
All three are given. Uttamam, next
lingam,
one.
Sri lingam.
Bhagini, when you find it, please join us. Next one.
Both again. And this, the word here is Ubhava. Ubhaya.
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 Pumlingaha. Ubhaya.
Ubhaya.
Where do we use this word? Ubhaye padi. Remember? Atmane padi, parasmay padi, ubhaye padi. Remember the three kinds of nouns? Three kinds of verbs. Anyway. Next one, Mahodaya.
So this is here.
I do the recording already?
I think you're recording.
Okay. Next one.
Ubhayi.
Uttamam. Next one.
This is Sri Lingam.
Sri Lingam. For both.
But I'm not sure I understand what it's saying here because there's
that's
no table
right.
below.
Because no need. That's okay. We'll get to it another day. Next.
Then. Ubaye. Ubaya. Napumsakalingam.
Napumsakalingam. Uttamam. Next page.
Pumlingam. Tad. He or that.
He or that. Next one.
Srilingam. Tad. She or that.
Next one.
Napumsakalingam. Tad. That.
That. Uttamam. Next one.
Punlingam. Itad.
Etat.
Etat. I keep saying that word as E. A. Etat. Sri Lingam, Etat. This.
Next.
Napumsakan Lingam, Etat. This.
Next.
Pum Lingam, Yad. Who?
Who?
Sri Lingam, Yad. Who? Then Napumsakalinga Yad Hu. Then Yushmad. So this is the word we've been looking for. That's what brought us all here.
This is the word we're looking. Have you found Sarvanama Bhagini?
Oh, I just found I had half of the book in another place. So I was looking only through half of the book.
You mean your book is torn?
I printed it and I separated in 4 pieces. And I only had 2 pieces. I have just found.
Can you not purchase this book? You cannot purchase any.
No, because of the COVID. There was problem with the COVID situation, and then I printed it.
Now they are sending by mail, Bhagini, unless Chile stops it.
And I was looking recently, about 1 month or 2 months ago, in Amazon, but they didn't have it.
Not Amazon. You can buy it in... where did you buy it, Mahodaya?
I downloaded it. I don't remember. Somebody sent me a link.
And you printed it?
Yes.
Oh, you also have a printout, which means you are not able to buy this book or
no,
what?
No, because I couldn't get it. I think you told me... is it there was a website you mentioned? They didn't have it in Canada, and is frozen.
Is the video frozen? Am I frozen?
No, I can hear you. No.
Okay. So let's see, Shabda Manjari. There is some other one is there.
Sanskrit Bhasha, that was the website?
Sanskrit Bharati.
Sanskrit Bharati.
Let me see here, Shabda Manjari. This is like our Bible.
I found it. It was in that.
I think we should stop the class and have a party, a salsa party. Uttamam Bhagini. Now, Uttamam Bhagini, I'm glad. See, this kind of painful work that you just did, you'll remember it. And now you will prevent yourself from doing it again, yes or no? And I'm sorry I put you through this. But really, it's a way to make us learn. We're all like this, you know? We all want easy shortcut all the time. But you know what? You will only learn. We hate having difficult times. We really don't want to be in challenging situations. But in all honesty, they are our greatest friends. Because through that, we learn.
Yeah.
If we live in comfort at all times, we become like, you know the movie? Is it called Wall-E? Wall-E? It's a kid's movie, you know, in which, is it Wall-E? I don't remember. In which everybody looks like a football.
Oh.
And they have little, little like single digit hands. Because all they do is press buttons on a phone. They no more work anything. And their legs are also barely there. They just sit in a wheelchair. And their wheelchair zooms around like everything. And they're just like using only part of their brain to play games on their phones. and to do everything just through this single digit is a wally, is a futuristic kind of imagination of how idiotic the human species has become. It's kind of funny. But it's because many of us choose not to be in challenging situations all the time. But in reality, that is our God. So,
it's driving force.
So please pardon me pushing you through that, Bhagini, no. But I'm glad you found it.
Yes, I'm glad. I'm glad you pushed me also.
Uttamam. So now, are you on Yushmad?
I am in what? I am in the first, where they say there are 35 pronouns, which are classic.
All right. Go fast through it and find Yushmad. Until you find Yushmad, we're going to start reading Yushmad. Mahodaya, please read the Rupani.
Twam. Yuvya. Yuvam. Yuyam. Twam. Or Twa.
Twa.
Twa. Yuvam. Or Vam.
Vam.
Yushman. Or Vaha.
Vaha.
Twaya. You vam yam.
Yeah. I found it.
All right. Yay. Mahodaya. Yuvabhyam.
Yuvabhyam. And was that vam as well?
No, there is no vam there.
After yuvabhyam, it has a dash and then vam.
That's not the line you're reading, Mahodaya.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Yuvabhyam, yushma bihi.
Uttamam, yushma bihi.
Yushma bihi. And then, should I continue reading?
Continue, Mahodaya.
Tobhyam. Te. Yuvyabhyam. Vam.
Yuvabhyam.
Yuvabhyam. Vam.
Vam. Tamam. Agrima.
Yushmabhyam. Vaha.
Agrimam.
Twat.
Yeah. What? Make sure your ta is dental.
Twat. Yuvyabhyam.
No, Mahodaya, read carefully.
Yuvabhyam.
There are three times we have done the same word. Yuva Bhyam, Yuva Bhyam, Yuva Bhyam, Yuva Bhyam.
And all in the same column. Yuva Bhyam.
Yuva Bhyam. You say it again and again and again.
Yuva Bhyam.
And there are some websites, Mahodaya, where they will say it for you.
Oh.
And I have also done so many times, I have recorded these things and sent it to classes. But, you know, I don't store it because that's not what I need. I need to learn my classes, you know.
Yeah. Thank you for your patience.
No. But the way to learn it, like I told you, in our tradition, and I watch how these, in Pushpa Dikshit Mataji's classes, so the senior students help the junior students. And she has 2 hours in the afternoon where random kids can walk into her Gurukulam. And the senior students sit with the junior students, and it's one-on-one. So the senior student will say, Tvam yuvam yuyam. Then the kid will say, Tvam yuvam yuyam. Then again, Tvam yuvam yuyam. Then the next kid, Tvam yuvam yuyam. I mean, this goes on back and forth, all day for 2 hours. Non-stop 2 hours. Goes like this, like this, like this, like this, out loud. Because the way we learn is auditory. Where in our evolution have we seen read things and memorize? Tell me. Nowhere. We see reality, but we have never in our evolution had to look at a book and memorize anything. So we don't have the wiring for it. We are not very good at it. But we can hear and memorize. We can hear voices, and I know from the quality of voice, oh, this is my friend, oh, this is my father, oh, this is my sister, oh, this is a child, oh, this is a door, oh, this is that shloka. So, you have that faculty. Is there inherent power in you from our evolution? Use it. Just because we have modern techniques of reading and writing doesn't make them ideal. They're not ideal by any standards. So back and forth, back and forth. When you find a good recording, download it. Listen to it again and again and say, talk to it. Read with it. Say with it. And it's like a song. You know how easy for us to remember songs? You hear songs and you start singing with it, right?
Yeah, by singing.
So make this. You sing with this. Oh, next verse.
Yushmat.
Yushmat.
And Tva. Tva.
Tava. Tava.
Tava. Sorry. Tava. Te. Yuva. Yuvayo. Yuvayo. Yuvayoho.
Yuvayoho.
Vam.
Vam.
Yushmakam. Yushmakam.
Yushmakam.
Yushmakam. Vaha. Twayi. Twayi. Yush. Yuva. Yuvayoho.
Yuvayoho.
Yuvayoho. Yushmasu. Yushmasu.
Uttamam. Yushmasu. Uttamam. Bhagini, read all of them. Dhanyavada Mahodaya. Very nice.
Bhagini, can I just ask a quick question? I know I'm saying, for example, I was saying Tvam rather than Tvam. The Va as a Va because it sounds easier to read.
Both are okay, but in Sanskrit, the sound will be like this. Tvam, tvam, tvam,
tvam,
tvam,
tvam,
tvam, tvam.
So it starts between the teeth.
Yeah.
Tvam,
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 tvam.
Okay.
Svam. This is how Mataji says it. And so for me, that is truth.
Bhagini. Danyabada.
Uttama Mahodaya. Dhyana Bhagini Vadatu. Sarvani Rupani Vadatu. Vadatu. Yush. Mad. Pratipadikam Kim. Yush. Mad.
Yush Mad. Yush Mad. Kvam. Yuvam. Yuyam. Tvam.
Tvam. Tvam.
Tva. Tva.
Tvam.
Tvam. Tva.
Na bhagini.
No?
Tvam. It is a long you cannot swallow it. Tvam.
Tvam. Tva. Tvam. Tva. Yuvam. Vam. Yushma. Yushman. Yushman.
Yushman.
Baha.
Baha.
Twaya.
Twaya.
Twaya. Twava. Bhyam.
Yuva Bhyam. Yuva Bhyam. Again, 10 times.
Yuva Bhyam. Yuva Bhyam. Yuva Bhyam. Yuva Bhyam. Yuva Bhyam. Yuva Bhyam. Yuva
It ends with a long sound. Yuva Bhyam. You cannot swallow that last A. Yuva Bhyam. Yuva Bhyam. You drop your jaw. See? Yuva Bhyam. Yuva Bhyam. If you don't drop your jaw and open your mouth down, then it becomes Yuva Bhyam. See, if I don't open my... Hi, Ali. Come jao yahan se beta. Yahan class chal rahi hai. Yuva Bhyam.
Yuva Bhyam. Yuva Bhyam. Yuva Bhyam.
Uttamam. Next. Uttamam. Agree.
Yushma Mehe. Yushma. Is B? That's B? Tubhyam te. Yuva Bhyam. Es lo mismo. The same. Yuva Bhyam. Yuva Bhyam. Vam. Yushma Bhyam.
Yushma Bhyam.
Yushma Bhyam. Vaha. Tvam Yuva Bhyam.
Wait a minute, where are you?
In the fifth line?
Fourth Bahuvachana, say it again.
Yuva Bhyam.
न भगिनी चतुर्थी बहुवचनरूपं वदतु
which one
चतुर्थी इत्युक्ते
fourth
बहुवचनरूपं वदतु
युवाभ्यां वाम् that one
na bagini read carefully what are you reading read the word chaturthi bahuvachana fourth case plural read
bahu yushma byam
yushma byam
Yushma Byam Baha.
Agrimam?
Tvam?
Bhagini?
No. Tvat?
Tvat?
Tvat. Yuva Byam. Yush... Mat. Tavate. Yuvayoho. Vam. Yushmakam. Yushma. Kam vam baha. Kwayi. Yuvayoho. Yushma su. Yushma su.
Uttama. अधुना भगिनी भवत्याः वाक्यं किम्
can you repeat
एकवारं वदतु वाक्यं किम्
the sentence
आम् भगिनी वदतु
vayam
laghu vakyam vadatu ekvaram
Yushma
Na bhagini Laghu vakyam ityukte kim
a short sentence
vadatu kartrapadam kriyapadam vadatu
all right
vadatu bhagini
vayam kridamaha
uttamam vayam kridamaha uttamam aduna what you have said so far is we all play with you all. What will you use now? Which word will you use?
I will use tritiya. Bahuvachanam. Yushma mish bihi. Vayam, vayam yushma bihi kridamaha. Yes or no?
Dhanyavada. Uttama. 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 Astu, Mahodaya, ekam anya vakyam.
Bhagini?
Vadatu. Vadatu, Mahodaya?
Sorry, I missed your your question.
My question, listen. May you too see this Sanskrit sentence.
That's the homework.
Maybe. Don't look at your homework. You look at your brain and your mind.
Yeah.
May you too see this Sanskrit sentence. Lagu vakyam kim? Say it in English. What is a short sentence?
So,
you two see.
Vyuyam. Yuyam.
Vyuyam.
So, yuyam.
Short sentence in English means what? Can you say that?
Okay.
That's the shortest sentence.
Yes.
You two see. Now, you two see. Can you at least try that? And you know the lakara. Which lakara will it be?
Lat lakara.
Lot lakara.
Lot?
Why will it be lot?
Oh, okay. It's because it's a request.
Adhuna vadatu lot asti chet kim?
Sorry, I miss your question.
Lot. Now you know which lakara to use. So lot. Now in lot, what will you use? There are 9 forms. What will you do?
May you see.
So you have your verb see, and now you have to tell me which purusha, which vachana will you use?
Dvivachana.
Dvivachana purusha.
Dvivachana. Purusha.
What is Purusha? What does it Purusha mean?
Sorry, I'm checking that.
There are 3 Purushas in this Sanskrit. There are 3 Purushas. Dhyana Bhagini, Prathama Purusha ityukte kim?
First person, everybody except I.
I and informal you.
I.
Everybody other than I and informal you is Prathama Purusha. Madhyama Purusha ityukte kim? See, you must make notes every time I say this.
It is you two, and more than you two.
No. Madhyama Purusha ityukte kim? Mahodaya?
Madhyama Purusha, informal you?
Only. No other cases.
Yes.
Uttama Purusha ityukte kim?
Uh,
उत्तम पुरुष इत्युक्ते किम्
ऐ
या There are three purushas. We talked about it in this class also. Every time you have three in any verbal form, any verbal form gives you nine cases. You look in your Shabda Manjari at the back. Any table will give you nine cases, nine conditions, nine varieties, nine rupani. Always. They are only divided into three purushas, Prathama Purusha, Madhyama Purusha, Uttama Purusha. Again, Prathama Purusha, Madhyama Purusha, Uttama Purusha. Again, see every single table, here is one table, here is the next table, here is the next table. Any set of three by three is one table. In that table, the first line is Prathama Purusha. Prathama Purusha, you take him, everybody other than I and informal you. Which means, if the subject is anybody other than I, an informal you, you will use any one of the top three. If the subject is informal you, if you are the one doing informally, then you will use the middle three words, any one of the middle three words, conjugate. If you are the doer, then you will use the bottom three, depending on the vachana, ek vachana, dvi vachana, bahu vachana. Understood?
Ambagini.
So if you don't revise this and if you don't write notes every time, then I'll be teaching the same thing for about 5 years. Because this is the foundation of Sanskrit. This is the basis. If you understand this, you got it.
Sorry, can I ask a question? On that very page, I'm looking at the present tense there. It has pra with a dot, ma with a dot, and u with a dot.
Where are you looking?
I figure it's Prathama Purusha and Madhya Purusha.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
Yes, but how do I know what that, where your star is, where you check mark there, on the left of your page?
Yeah.
Pra?
Yeah.
With the dot?
Yeah.
So, how do I know what that pra means? What's the full word? I figure that's a shortened form.
Prathama Purusha.
Okay.
Prathama
yes.
Purusha. Madhyama Purusha. Madhyama Purusha. Last one. Uttama Purusha. Uttama Purusha. What does it mean? Prathama Purusha, as Bhagini said, Prathama means first. Prathama in Sanskrit means first. So, Prathama Purusha, first person. Who is the first person? Who is the one that you must pay attention to before you pay attention to anybody else? Who comes first? Prathama Purusha comes first. Who is Prathama Purusha? Anybody other than I and informal
you.
Madhyama Purusha is the one that is in between. In between myself.
Informal you.
In between myself and the rest of the Prathama world is who? Informal you. It is in between me, I, and this entire Brahmanda. Then, who is the third one? Uttama Purusha. Uttama Purusha ityukte kim? I, aham. If there are two of us, avam. If there are more than that, vayam.
Vayam.
So, there are three Purushas. When you are giving a verbal description, a kriya padam, then you must qualify which lakar it is. First thing you must say, which lakar? Lat lakar, lot lakar, whatever it is. Second thing, which purusha is it? Prathama, madhyama, uttama. Third thing you must say, vachana. Singular, eka vachana. Dvi vachana va, bahu vachana va. You must qualify each time so that I know that you can compute in your head what is going on. Because this is very systematic. It is like, you know, it's like a software language. There is no ifs and buts. You just, it's very, very systematic. And each time you have to qualify. Every time we study a shloka or any sentence or any word in Sanskrit, there is the first thing we are asked to do. What is the first thing we are asked to do? Is to give the definition of that word. How? Grammatically. How? If it is a verb, identify it as verb.
Yeah.
Then, what do you say? Which lakar is it, if it is a lakara? Not all of them are in lakaras, by the way. Anyway, that's another story. Then, yeah. Which purusha is it? Which vachana is it? If it is a noun, then I must say, what is the gender? Which vibhakti? First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. Then, which vachana? Singular, dual, or plural? And I must know the pratipadikam so that I know which table I am following. Which linga is it? Which pratipadikam is it? What kind of ending is it? Akaranta, ikaranta, ukaranta, rukaranta, takaranta, dakaranta, himapi asti. That, when you go through that, there's a lot of things going on. But when you go through sorting that every single time in your head, then it makes sense. You start to, a map starts to evolve. And you can start pointing and you can start to see, oh, I see. And that is like becoming familiar with your town. You know, when you enter a brand new town, again and again you go to the same road and it teaches you, oh, this shop is on this road, and on the right hand side this thing comes, the left hand side this thing comes, and where I have to go comes beyond this third road. So you have a map. Sanskrit also creates in your mind a very, very systematic roadmap of grammar. And this practice will help you actually locate where you are. I don't know any other teacher that emphasizes this the way I do, but I really think it is the backbone. I really, really believe if you really think about it like this, it brings clarity.
Sambhagini.
So, please ask any question. Don't think, oh my God, this is such a fundamental question. Bhagini will think I haven't understood anything in 1 year. No, I won't think that. Because at least you are thinking and asking. And the more fundamental the question, the more important the question. So, I'm very glad you are asking, Mahodaya. And I'm glad I'm managing to explain. But the reason I go through all this is to make you understand how important it is to go through this structure. I can have you speak sentences. I can do that. But neither, I don't see any chance of us or you speaking fluent Sanskrit or being surrounded in fluent Sanskrit anywhere in the near future. And for such a person, including myself, the only way to do this is to systematically have a roadmap. I cannot rely on sounds around me. They are not there. I hear English, I hear French, I hear, you know, Hindi, I hear all these other languages. I won't hear Sanskrit. It will be a chance.
Yeah.
So, then the only way to find clarity is to find grammatical clarity, and there is no language as perfect as Sanskrit grammatically. It is so perfect. It is so joyous to have. Imagine having a roadmap where everything is in coordinate system, and there is not one error, not one misled address. Imagine that. You have so much freedom. Once you understand the coordinate system in your grasp, your grasp can encompass the entire Brahmanda. That is the beauty of Sanskrit. So, now what we did today was revise Lat and Lot. And we also revised this idea of learning to see Pratipadikam and the Vibhaktis and trying to think what they might be. Then we revised what is a Laghu Vakyam. One Kartrapadam followed by one Kriyapadam. At least you practice this much. Then you figure out if there is something in between, if you can. If you cannot, don't worry. Kartrapadam, Kriyapadam, over and over again, different sentences, over and over again. You start doing this, it will bring clarity. And please, you have done your homework. I know both of you did, and thank you for doing it. I'm going to ask you to go back to the original homework email I sent you. Don't look at your last homework. Go to the original homework sentences and rewrite them with this knowledge. And then see, later you can see, compare the two sheets. Send it to me.
Bhagini.
I think you might enjoy it. I certainly do.
Yeah, it's a whole new different thinking now, what we go through here today.
Because it's the only way. It really is the only way. It's very important to understand the structure. Kartrapadam, Kriyapadam, over and over again, and so it's perfect. There's never going to be an error. It's kind of beautiful. Astu, viramamava?
Sorry, I missed you there. Are you...
Viramamava? Sakayamava, should we stop?
I'm Bhagini. It's actually more than almost two hours.
sorry, Bhagini.
No, it's okay. I thoroughly enjoy your. I can find a difference now. Like, I could not have read the Shabda Mandari. For me, was in China, as you said. But now I am referring to it the way I used to read. You have ever heard a book called Student Companion in the British education system?
Yes,
I'm using this now how I used to use Student Companion when I was in primary school. But I'm still struggling because certain things, the vocabulary is still beating me to get to understand. Know the meanings very quickly, so I struggle. I take more time with that.
I'm all there. No, you're doing well. Both of you are excellent. You know, in India we say, if your teacher constantly praises you, that means they don't have much hope in you. But if they criticize you, it means that they see in you the ability to be better.
Constructive criticism.
Constructive. Constructive. They see the ability for you to be a better student or whatever it is.
Room for improvement.
We see when a teacher sees room for improvement, then they point to that emptiness. But when a teacher in my culture, you know, when my ustad would sometimes, when I would sing, he would say very good, and I would be so disappointed.
Yeah.
Because that means to me is given up. It's like, yeah, it's good enough for you. I don't see any window. I don't see a gap.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't see a gap in me, then who will see a gap in me? How will I improve? So, please forgive me for saying things again and again. But really,
No. I definitely appreciate it very much. At times I feel guilty. I feel guilty that I don't know the things and I have to keep asking or many times I probably don't even say, ask the question, but the way it's, I'm implying that I have the question, I don't understand. You know, I'm very thankful that you spent a lot, you invest so much of your time. You're on supposed to be on a vacation and you're spending all this time with us. And what time, you know, it's there in the night now, so maybe we are taking you back from your meditation session or whatever, what have you.
She's waiting for me to join her for dinner.
There you go. Namaskara. Namaskara.
It's a very large family in this house.
Beautiful.
Indeed.
Dhanyavadah, bagini.
Dhanyavadah.
Close quickly. Sarve bhavantu sukhinah, sarve santu niramayah, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kaschid dukha bhagavate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Guru Bhyo Namah. Hari
Om.
Om Sarvam Krishna Arpanamastu.
Hari Om. Hari Om, Bhagini. Hari Om. Stay safe. Be well. Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada.